Thank you for calling Canadian Tire South Lethbridge. For hours of operation and store location, press 1. For auto repair, press 2. For automotive parts and accessories, press 3. For hardware and housewares, press 4. For sports and seasonal,
please wait a moment.
Canadian Tire South, how can I help you?
Hi, I'm looking online at CanadianTire.ca, and I'm trying to search for a really large, thick rubber mat. And I know that you have them somewhere in the in the between aisles there. But I have no idea what to search for online. Could you tell me what it's called?
It's just like one of those thick rubber mat kind of thing.
Yes, sir. Yeah, like maybe 4 by 6 feet or something like that. Maybe not that big. I don't know. 3 by 4 feet.
Sure. Let me just go check here because
I'm searching online and we got some. Just no idea even what they're called.
Yeah. how big are these ones? These ones are 2 by 3 feet ones here.
2 by 3 feet. Okay.
We might have some 3 by 4s.
Oh, that's okay. Can you tell me how much the 2 by 3 foots are?
They are for $33.99 each.
$33.99. Okay.
Yeah.
And what would I be looking for? What is it called? What?
I looked online. The sign here, it's called rubber mat.
Rubber mat, yeah. Okay. All right. Thanks for your help.
Okay. Yeah, bye. No problem.
$4.99. That's a bit pricey, too.
Well, we need 2 or 3 of them, so you're going to have $100 for set.
Well, maybe if the rubber thing is not the way to go, then. What do you think?
No.
Do you want to just run down to Home Depot and have a look at all the stuff? It's in the garden center at the back end.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay.
And then
we'll tell them when we're gone.
Yeah. And then they could have. I go to the bathroom for a minute.
Mm-hmm. Wade and I are going to go down to Home Depot to look at some. We were looking online and it's just stupid. You can't find anything. So
what are you looking for?
Concrete blocks.
Okay.
Do you know what they're called? I typed in cement pads, concrete blocks, sidewalk blocks. You know what they're called? Pavers.
Nobody could even dream that word.
No, I wanted to ask on the phone. Who in the hell dreamed up that word? But I didn't want to say that on the phone because that would be rude. So that's one of those things where, okay.
Yeah.
Push down the, don't say it out loud.
Yeah.
Are you okay? What's the problem? Are you hungry?
Nope.
There's 39 minutes left on the lasagna.
Are you going to be back before 39 minutes?
Well, I think we have to.
Yeah.
Because there's 39
Good.
Minutes left.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm asking about your stomach before you change the subject again. Do you have to use the bathroom or something?
No.
Okay.
Anyway, if you should get up at the end of 39 minutes, 50 minutes, you take the cover off.
Just a sec, please. 37. Do you need something left?
What size do you need?
I would like 36 inches, but I know they don't come that big, so.
Whatever happens.
I'm going to use the bathroom before we go. Well, I guess I gotta be done. All because of the sun.
Right.
Can you give me a hand? Sunlight, unicruise on the in the morning it doesn't close.
Oops.
Oh, you need more room.
So, oh, it's good, it's good. Closes so nicely.
Oh, yeah.
Of course we're sitting on a bit of a slope, eh? So
yeah.
Don't have to give them much of a pull. With the others, I don't
think. No,
it almost, you know, often it turns red.
One thing about a sunroof is it always attracts more heat.
Yeah, I suppose. Are you pretty pleased with the van?
Yeah.
You know, it's 8 years old, but 9 years old.
9 years old.
But still, it's, you know.
I think it was taken care of well. Taken care of, I think. So far.
construction business. It's kind of nice, eh?
Just a straight bunch of plywood in the back.
Yeah. We've needed it quite a number of times here between the time we bought it and now.
Favorite parking spots. It's too narrow. I'll go over here where the shade is. Oh, did I give you enough room?
Yeah, that's enough.
Okay. We'll have to bring it around and pick up the concrete blocks later. Didn't give you enough room, did I?
Oh, yeah. No, I just
have to be careful. I like looking in stores like this. You have to go around and get it. You should have punched it better, shouldn't
it? Oh, you have to go in that door?
No, but... I guess we could have gone in and closed it.
The other end.
No, I guess the 36 and concrete block would be really much fun to pick up. So what are we going to do with 8 by 8 inches? Can we use
the little ones,
the little paving stones all the way across?
Sure.
Oh, I see what you're getting at.
Yeah.
30 inches plus.
So 24 plus 8 is 32, and that's about all we need, 32.
But to cover up the whole thing, it's about 38, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. We need two of them, I guess. 40.
They have 30 inch blocks. The red plastic wheelbarrows.
Yeah.
Right there.
Yeah, are those plastic?
Yeah, they're all plastic.
They're the metal ones, eh? I've had wheelbarrow for a lot of years and still pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Plastic one, I'm not so sure.
Listen, then when you can paint whatever color you want. Plastic?
Yeah.
Red plastic? It's going to be red forever.
Yeah. Oh, is that part of the red? They still have so many things. They'll never get rid of it.
Ornamental onion. What do you suppose that would be? Like, there's one of these. No, it's really.
You know, their plants look pretty good, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I suppose it's because it's only two, I guess. Get in the middle of summer. Mm-hmm. They haven't sold a damn thing.
Yeah.
And then there's everybody else.
Sorry?
Everybody else has them too.
Yeah. Bernie and Susan said that they were thinking about getting some geraniums and stuff. These are $15 pop. And they are 60 by 60. What is that in English? 24. So, I'm thinking 30.
24 by 24. This is $15.
So, four of these. slate. 15. Oh, that's the same thing. Yeah. These guys here are $11 for same size, 24 by 24. $11 a piece. These ones are 14. Oh, 24 by 30. They pick up.
That's not a bad weight. But, okay, so 24 by 30.
Could we both lift this today?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we can handle that.
Good.
So what I was thinking is,
30 between the shed, between the shed and the house, right? 30.
Yeah.
And the whole thing is about 38 inches. It's 36 plus, I think we added a couple of extra inches just to,
yeah. Okay.
So if we put a bunch of those 8 by 16s along the edge, then we'd be able to cover up the entire width of it.
Yeah.
Maybe look at that.
Sure.
And we need 4 of these, and what is 96 divided by 16?
Six.
Did we have how many left?
We don't.
We have
four.
Eight of them left.
We're okay then.
Yeah.
So we'll get 4 of these.
Yeah. That's
so
good.
4 of those.
And
the cart is bigger than that. So that'll give us some room to park whatever we want on there.
So.
Those two things, and we'll probably find something else to park in between.
Probably, that's true. Yeah. Bicycle.
Yeah.
You think it's good?
Oh, yeah, it's good.
Okay. Well, good. Take a picture and tell them what we need. Come on, picture it. Come on. There we go. We're a little slow today. All right. Good.
Yeah.
We'll go get a cart. I think I'm not supposed to.
Just mow down the whole row of plants, right?
Oh, yeah, it's raining. Half of the whole thing is just crushed. But it's going to come here. I think I better pull it. I think I'm gonna change my mind. It's gonna go all over the place. I'll just hear.
Alright. All right?
Yeah. There's a steering wheel there in the front. on the, this side. They wouldn't take the Rona card, would they?
Oops. No. That's not fair.
Sorry?
They say that's not fair.
No, they should be able to take that. Probably all the same company anyway, but...
Okay.
It's just an equal view to put it down. Okay. There we go. There's a that the transmission goes junk sometimes. I'm not sure why.
But those little units cost. What are your prices on them, eh?
Do they?
They got tons of them in stock, though.
Yeah.
Look at that. Well, it looks like some doing something.
Oh, wow. Subway still hasn't. The subway closed and nobody's taking the spot.
No. Now, why would that be, eh? Like Subway, you know. Well, of course, there's one up the street. Oh, look at that. Did you see that? That soul?
What?
All the colors? Orange,
I didn't.
Orange, green, and white. And
what?
A soul.
Oh, really?
Oh. Yeah, it just went to the other. It must be a company or something, eh?
Mm-hmm. I'm still a little bit paranoid in driving. I look at all the stuff I'm supposed to look at and I don't enjoy the scenery. Or, hey, look at that car or something.
Yeah, I can understand. Eh?
So I'm still hyper-vigilant with the...
The blocks aren't going to slide around.
No, probably not.
Yeah, I can understand that. Oh, so this is the new building?
Yeah. There's a Starbucks and a...
Oh, yeah, Starbucks.
There are three stores apparently going to go in there.
Yeah. You know, we had a look at the wine store, eh? Wine and Beyond up here. The stock they have, I don't know. They didn't have any customers when we were there. Like there's maybe one or two people. I don't know, maybe it's just the time of the day or something, but not my kind of wine. The cheapest one was $15. I never pay over $8. Sure. And the wine I get, I enjoy it. It's good. Nothing wrong with it. Yeah.
There's no point in overpaying for something that's...
You know, and I... Even if I won the lottery, I don't think I'd change, you know. I change to a different wine. I might try it and see, hey, is there a difference here? But
yeah. Three star.
Station, going into the gas station. So, what should we do? Should we? Should we take them around to the other side? While we've got them out, or should we put them down?
I think we should. Maybe just plop them on top of the dirt until we can get a handle on the sand and whatnot.
Yeah, okay.
I see what you mean by the empty thing. Underneath a gap to fill. Last thing I would like is to have a skunk or something living in there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Minutes and 43 left on the.
Oh! Okay.
Thing in the oven. I bet your mom is already going to be just cutting the stove like that. You just take them out and leave them here?
Yeah. So.
What if we just propped up against the tree? Can you do that?
Sure. It's not going to hurt me.
No.
And nobody's going to get in the way here, that's for sure. It'll make it a hell of a lot easier for
me.
Sure. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, if they're probably, instead of reaching down to the ground.
Yeah, down to the ground level, that's not good.
Put your back out right away. How's your back?
Yes, sir. Good.
I don't think you have back problems.
Not as you will, no.
I doubt very much people are going to steal these.
No. What's that dirt on it?
Probably all manner of debris. Good.
Okay, I'm going to the house.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, we got to take the cover off. Tree up over there, or the tree's holding them up or something.
That's right.
Sore. Whiplash.
When do you go next?
Tuesday.
No!
I keep doing these exercises.
But that's what you have to do.
I've got a dozen exercises I keep. Yeah, good. Good. All the time. Thank you.
Yes?
Open. Oh, that's a green disturbs this stuff.
No, here.
No.
So do you suppose we need to take some of that dirt away and put sand, or just put the sand on top of the dirt?
I thought maybe just put the sand on top of the dirt.
Okay. So long as it doesn't go above the, you know, where the plastic is.
Yeah.
Maybe put that would be disastrous.
Things that you bought down, and then the dirt and the sand on top.
That's one way of doing it. Who's going to clean all the weeds out every year?
Sure.
Is it?
I would prefer to do it my way. But holy, it's 30 degrees outside and 25 in here.
Did you look at that box?
Green box?
No.
Yes. Suet. It's called suet.
Suet.
Suet, Mum.
Suet.
Yeah. Say the word suet. So we know what the hell you're talking about. You guys aren't eating these Mr. Noodles. They're not mine, they're yours. They're there, there's three boxes in there.
What's that?
Mr. Noodles.
Well, of course not, that's why I bought these. No, we're not buying any food. Just go back and keep watching.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Oh, don't wait. Single?
I don't know. She flew up here. Huh?
Didn't look like her.
Oh, it's a different one.
Yeah, they send them all over the way. Mm. Imagine. It's all local. Except maybe the manager, right?
Plug in from back east.
Yeah.
Making $200,000 a year.
She had words with the manager the last time I talked to her. And she said to the manager, next week I'll meet you in your office. And he goes, in my office? Yes, she said, certain day, certain time. And I said, will it happen? She says, yeah.
What is she going to meet about?
Well, he was mad because there was no customers, and she's just standing around waiting for customers. I don't know what he expects her to do. But everybody seems to get crap over there. That gap manager. Usually the manager says, I'll meet you in the office. And she says, I'll meet you in your office.
Judy is not one to mess with.
No, I mean that.
If she's picking a fight, she's a wrong girl to pick a fight with.
She's going
to
win. Yeah. Well, Carolyn is way worse. Any fun?
Mm-hmm. This isn't quite hot.
Mine is not.
-400 degrees. For 75 minutes.
And it's not hot. Look at me.
Oh no.
Good though.
Tasty, huh? Good
flavor. Is it any different now that you put the accent on it?
No,
cheese. It's called cheese.
It's too hard.
I said, is it cheese? You're poking it like this. Is it cheese?
No. It's not hard.
No.
Yeah, maybe buzz yours a little bit.
Yeah.
No. It does not. So much money. Not enough.
You can always risk it.
Try it.
I'm not saying that I don't want to get back. The opposite.
A little spluttering.
Yeah, yes. Tastes good. Time wouldn't make it hot.
No.
Excuse me. 75 minutes, I mean, my God.
I just have no appetite.
Really? It doesn't taste good, or what? Or just no appetite?
No appetite.
Does it taste it?
It's all right, yeah. Not good, but it's okay. I could eat it if I was hungry. I hate that when I can't eat.
I know I probably shouldn't say it, but I'll say it anyway. We should get back on the cannabis oil. And take the right amount this time. I have lots of it over there. It'll increase your appetite.
Yeah, lots.
Mm-hmm.
How often would I have to take it?
Three times a day, but more than what you took before, because it didn't do anything because you started off with a little amount. But the problem is you didn't increase it into that you're supposed to. I talk to a lot of people now. Helen's daughter, Helen is at church. Helen's daughter just passed away a couple of days ago, cancer. And so there was an announcement in church. But I talk to a lot of people with... You know, about this, right? So I'm concerned for you. I hope you don't think I'm, you know, like talking about you behind your back or anything. That's not it at all.
It's something you know about, so
it's something I know about it, and so I've had most of the people I talk to don't want me to say anything to anybody else because.
He's using pot.
It's a big
He's using marijuana now.
Well, you know, even if they are, it's none of anybody's business. But I've had, probably a dozen people now asking me about this stuff, and, you know, and even buying it for them, they paying me back, and not actually making a profit out of it, but, because they don't want to do that, that's not my, but they don't even know what to do and how, where to begin.
So do you do it?
Yeah, I help them out. I got about five people now that I help out. And, you know, all legal and legit. Nothing is under the,
it's just the prescription.
Prescription, yes. Or, you know, I help them get the prescription and tell them how much to take and whatever, and I somehow become, I wouldn't say an expert, but a knowledgeable person in it. And the last person I helped was our neighbor here, and he didn't care if anybody said, you know, if you guys knew about it. But Brian takes it. And I tell him how much and the directions to do. And
you do that for him too?
Did he get a prescription?
No, he's one of the ones who didn't really, at least, well, he does now, but at first he didn't. And just because he didn't really know, I said, don't worry about it. Don't get a prescription until you know that you want to, if you're confident with it, you know, like, what if you try it, and if it works, good. So, there's a lot of people using it. Not to get a buzz, not to get high, but to help with appetite, because he doesn't have an appetite either. Anyway. This meat, this is, the sauce and the meat is good because I just gave blood yesterday with it. I'm going to build the blood back up again. Oh, they took my iron. The minimum is 130. And she looked at mine and said, wow, okay, you're good. It was 168. My iron is, like, high, very, very high, yes. So my iron count and my all my blood stuff is very healthy, so it's good. I somehow think that giving blood every whatever it is, I always forget how many days it is, but it's probably good for the body. It pushes the body to, you know, replenish its blood supply better. And
yeah.
My bleed time is 5 minutes and 13 seconds. Pretty quick.
For it to come here.
Yeah. And the time they open up the valve to, and the bag is full.
And is it shut off automatically when it's full?
Oh, yeah. 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 Those are the little pinchers.
To this side.
I was thinking, you could hook me up twice and get twice the bleed time.
Oh, yes.
You know. Well, no, the same amount of blood.
Oh, I see.
Just twice, or half the bleed time. Five.
That'd be the same as when I got that. You know, you take too much. You would like it just to, it doesn't. It doesn't work with me. It's a quick lots, so we can go home quicker.
Yeah, but that's putting something into you. This is taking blood out.
Oh, yeah, but still, maybe that's
different.
Wouldn't be very good, I don't think.
Well, my blood pressure is fairly low to begin with, and when they take blood, it, my blood pressure drops and rises and drops and rises continually all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And within a few hours it stabilizes again and then back at it again. Because you and I did a fair bit of work outside yesterday. Or did we?
Yeah, I think so. Yesterday or the day before yesterday.
Oh, I was moving the...
You were doing the work, I think.
Oh, yeah,
I don't think I was doing the bugger all.
And that's after giving blood. So.
You shouldn't have.
But that's for beginners. Beginners giving blood. They say, you know, watch yourself, don't exercise to strain yourself. I have been. This is 116 times now. And I don't feel anything at all after giving blood. Nothing. Which is why I think the body needs that bloodletting every once in a while.
And when Dad needed blood, we had to look all over the place to get some, because that was 1948, so it was quite a while ago.
Did a bad ulcer?
Ulcer.
When was the last time you gave blood, Floyd?
Didn't.
Several years ago?
When I was
you did once, right?
Yeah, I did a couple of times.
Yeah, I just didn't agree with you.
Oh, geez, I just felt weak, faint, and so on.
That's pretty normal for first timers.
Did they tell you not to come back?
I think I gave a couple of times.
Same reaction both times?
Same reaction, yeah.
Not healthy then.
Did you have that reaction the first time?
No. I remember the first time. I went there with Angela and Freitas. And, remember Freitas?
Yeah.
And Terry and Freitas. Terry tried to give, and turns out he got ill and just couldn't do it. And so they had to unplug him and go and sit down someplace and recover, even though they didn't actually take any. Just nerves, you know. You know, like when you see the needle going in, people sometimes faint.
I don't know.
He got dizzy and flushed and woozy and ill. And Angela and I are the only ones who didn't react. Freitas was all weak and unstable on her pins. And
I can't eat this.
No. But I was fine.
Does Angela give now?
I have no idea. I don't think so, because I think her iron is low. After menopause, iron is all screwed up. Not that she had a true menopause, but that happens. I don't know, you should ask her.
Don't forget. I'll try. Here.
Anytime somebody ever talks to me about blood, I say, yeah, I was in competition with my sister. That's why. The little paper there to fill out, like sort of a promotional thing, like what are the reasons that you give blood? So I wrote down, I got way too much. I had to get rid of this stuff. I wrote down, I'm in competition with my sister, but I think I won.
Yeah. She gave 3 times and you gave 160.
Yeah. But the reason that I put this little blood sticker on my computer and on my electric scooter and whatnot is that I would like people to go if they can. If they can, then they should go and do it.
I couldn't, you told me. I wasn't living up with the pounds.
Mm-hmm.
It's like when I tried to ride a buggy.
Yeah.
I couldn't go.
Sitting on there.
Like, yeah.
They think a child has gotten on it, and, you know, of course, they're not allowed to let kids fly around on it because of the crash and crap.
Just when you get weak.
Oh, I was thinking like a sack of sand or something. I don't know. Yeah.
Well,
I should put a donor sticker on the car, on the van. Can you get them for back, like a bumper sticker or something?
I imagine.
Just to get people aware.
You could probably ask her at the clinic, and
they might
have all kinds of stuff.
I bet they would.
I bet you. Otherwise, I'll have to put that bandage on.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. And it looked like I got a scratch in the car or something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I haven't done any work in the trailer yet today. It's already 7 o'clock.
Yeah, we have to give her a whirl tomorrow, eh?
I tried to vacuum up a bunch of debris, like little bits and pieces of wood, and it's not made for that. It's made for fluffy leaves.
Yeah.
Not wood chips.
Yeah.
So.
just thinking, what did you say the width of that space is?
Well, I thought it was about 38 inches.
38. What if we use a block, you see it's 30, oh, a block in the, 30 and 8.
Mm-hmm.
That would work, I guess.
If it doesn't, then it's 24. No, not... Oh, yeah, it's 36. 36 by 30, isn't it?
Oh, is it? I thought it was 24 by 30.
Oh, 24? Oh, okay. All right, no, it wouldn't be 36.
So, 30...
If a 30 and an 8 doesn't fit, then perhaps a...
You know what we could do? We could put cut a piece off that sheet of treated wood and put it against the bottom of the shed, you know, against the wood.
Mm.
But that only gives 3/4 of an inch, so maybe that's not good. But it would close up the gap, maybe.
Maybe two pieces.
Oh, I thought you meant up and down.
And yeah, I meant sitting on the edge, yeah. But that's only 3/4 of an inch.
Yeah, but take put two together for it.
3/4 of an inch and a half.
Well, why does it? Why is 3/4 too small?
Well,
no, I mean,
there's still some space left.
Sorry,
we could put it in if there's still space left. That's 38 inches.
Oh, I see what you mean. Well, I get it. Okay.
That way we could use a little bit more of that wood, but I don't know, we might need it for something else, but I can't think of anything right now.
I would like to wrap it up in plastic before we do that.
Yeah.
It's too bad we didn't do that before all that dirt was put there, because we could have created a drain the same as the house. Yeah. Could we still do that? Unfortunately, my back... Doing dishes right now, my back is telling me that it's the end of the day.
Oh, yeah, no, I don't mean today. Oh, yeah, I think we're done.
That would be another reason to use the canvas. Take away that I don't feel good feeling that you so frequently have. It's a quality of life thing. But ultimately it's your choice. First few times, go small, same as what you did before.
Okay.
I think you did 6 drops or 8 drops.
6.
And then about 3 days later, go to 12 drops. No. Regular use is about 40 or 50 drops. So don't say, oh my gosh, to 12, because you're not going to do any. It's no point in even starting then, if that's the attitude, because... It's like shaving off a little tiny piece of aspirin and going, oh, I still have a headache. Whereas I would take 3 aspirins, not a tiny shaving of 1. To give you an idea, if you want to get high,
then you'd be looking at somewhere around 50 to 60 drops. You know, in other words, about 0.25 mil or 0.3 mils and 50, 60, 65 drops. Then to tell you a dozen drops, 12, it's so small that you can't say, oh my gosh, just such a small amount. How much do you weigh now?
70.
I'm thinking 60-40 mix of CBD and THC. So you don't get the buzz, but you do get the a little bit of appetite and the icky feeling taken away without the buzz, without the high. Then you need like a 60-40 mix.
How much at one time?
I know, I'm calculating it out. Give me a second and I'll tell you. At the most, you're probably looking at about 15 drops per serving, three times a day.
At the very most.
I would say that's probably the top. Yeah. 15 drops, 3 to 4 times a day.
Now it's 3 to 4. Before you said 3.
To start off with. Yes, I did say before, because we were talking about to start off with, and now you asked me a different question. You asked me how much at the max, and so I'm telling you the max, which is different from the start off. So that's why the answer is different. I'm not going to use it, so I'll end up either giving it away to somebody else or something. You'll never guess what I found.
Where are they at, where are
they? Just behind that plastic pipe.
In the corner there.
In the corner.
Down, eh?
Oh, I'm working on this.
Square.
I did a few times. Yeah.
Is it useful at all or not?
It is, yeah. Yeah. I forgot what circumstance I had to use it, but I do remember that. Do we want to keep these nails?
No. Too rusty and weak and so on. They just have it just in the way.
Recycle.
Is that monitor?
That's your friend.
Oh, that's Jim?
Mr. Kevles.
Oh, yeah, I'm trying to say recycle, eh?
Yeah, but I'm thinking I could probably get it to work at all.
Yeah?
I think there's probably something simple, but he didn't want to bother, so.
Yeah. See, is there anything else? What's up? With shovels and stuff down there, or
for now, sure. I'll just continue cleaning up the wood. Wood debris.
That's these are 8, eh? So that's 32 inches there.
Is it?
4 inches.
Oh, I see.
And you're right, it's about 36. 38.
Oh, 35 and 3/4 something. Oh, shoot, how'd that happen? Oh, I know, because this brick here is shifted a bit off of it. Hmm. 36 up to here.
Yeah.
Shoot, so that means it's not going to work.
So 36.
But
what, 24 and
this
eight?
Is 29 and a half. These locks.
29 and a half?
Uh huh.
What the hell?
We got ripped off. So, that'd be 37 inches.
Still too much.
Shoot. Well, what about the other way? Twenty-three and a half.
That's 31 inches. Or 39 inches. Shoot. That's not going to work because you can't... Unless... Can we take a hammer and bash that inward?
Yeah, might break it. But...
Yes, might break it. You tell your friends you'll die here.
32. See, what I was thinking is we should cover that damn end.
Yes.
So we can cover that end. And then what do we do on this side?
Well, the concrete pad will go slide directly on top of this.
What if we put one of these?
Oh, that'd look sharp, wouldn't it?
We put one of these, that's about the right width, isn't it?
4 inches.
Yeah. So we put a tie. I think there's a tie there, isn't there? To tie around the corner there,
I think. Yeah, I think so.
That's the last one we have.
Yeah, there's two ties. There's two ties.
Okay.
Oh. No. One is permanently mounted in the ground, so it's supposed to be there. Well, what if we went ties all the way across here? You know, to sort of frame in the...
So we need two ties to go out from end to end. Well, what do we put underneath them?
Because
they're sitting right in the damn dirt, eh? And I don't know whether that's going to be wet there or...
It'll probably be wet, yeah. Because this whole thing here is not draining anywhere right now. We don't have a drain here. That corner... was hopefully going to take the drain. There is no, you know...
There's no overhang.
There's no overhang. And all this water is going away. And all this water is going off either side. So the only rain that this will get is the rain that it naturally comes to the earth.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping that that's going to be enough.
And then most of this, like this, if you... going to run off, I guess. It might run off this end because this might have sloped a little bit.
I'm hoping we'll run in here.
And if we had a tie there, would we want a tie with plastic under it or not?
Just landscape fabric, otherwise plastic is going to allow the water to pool again.
Yeah, and then it'll rot easier.
Yes. Landscape fabric, or
yeah, okay. So we put landscape fabric under it. That's all.
Sure.
And then run two. Those two. I guess there's two around the corner that are loose, or only one.
Just one. Well, this is 16 foot. We'll need two ties right here. And do we put a tie underneath here? Oh, we can't because there's a peg here.
Yeah, what I was thinking is, what if we cut a strip and screw the end on, just drop it, you know, pull it down to the ground.
Yeah.
I guess you've got it in there.
Yeah, it's a good one. Okay. It's the right length, 8 foot.
Hard to manhandle that damn stuff there.
Yeah.
It's heavy. Jesus, heavy.
Yeah, it was heavy.
I know it's only 3/4, but it's still too damn heavy.
It's full of all kinds of weird chemicals and stuff to make it heavier, I guess.
So, yeah, so let's do that. That's an 8-foot piece. We'll cover this down to the dirt.
Yeah. Yeah, which means...
So we're down to the dirt.
That thing has to be bashed in a little bit. Oh, look at that. I'll just bash it in now, then. Okay. I'll have to get a hammer and smack it.
Piece of wood.
I put a piece of wood over top of it.
Yeah.
Otherwise,
You might
steel
have
two
pieces.
Yeah.
Okay, so you move that in.
Mm-hmm.
We put a piece of wood there. We put 30.
Two ties around here.
Okay, ties along here. And 30 inch.
29 and a half.
Sure.
And that'll work, right?
So we'll be over to about here. Well, that should cover most of it.
Yes.
We might still have a little gap.
I think you've got a quarter inch gap.
Well, that's not too serious.
No.
Okay. I just wanted to see what I could do. And that sounds all right.
So it's 36. So 4 inch here plus 29 and a half is
33 and a half. And there's going to be a little gap. But
oh, there is a bigger gap. My mistake, yeah.
Won't be much.
Well, what if
we could put a strip on here, and then another thing, and then, you know, double the size of it. A small strip and then a big strip.
Strip?
Yeah, a strip of that, treated wood.
Oh, yeah. What about if we use those paving stones on edge all the way across here?
What?
And that'll fill up another inch and a half instead of three quarters.
And not only that, we're not going to get any. They could dig under, but they're not going to be able to dig under because you're going to have paving stones there, right?
Uh-huh.
Pavers. Yeah, okay, that's good. Put them on edge. This is going to look fantastic.
The neighbors will all come by and just stand around and look at it. I think they do now anyway, but...
Right? So what the 30 that the black one sits in there and just about covers the whole thing.
29. So 29 and a half.
Close would mean that.
Close. I think that is an excellent plan.
Yeah.
I never considered putting a tie here, but that makes perfect sense.
Landscape fabric under it, and I don't know whether we need to wrap it all the way across or not.
Nothing's going to penetrate those things, aside from maybe in between.
Yeah.
But it's not going to get a whole lot of light anyway.
No.
Probably not a whole lot of rain either, because it is kind of sheltered. So. How many ties do we need? One.
8 foot is
here. So yeah, that makes sense. 1, 2. Well, this will be too deep. So 3, 4, 8, 4, I think.
Okay.
Four ties and.
So we no short pieces anywhere, I guess. Eh?
Well, this is.
I was just thinking if they had a few short pieces.
44.
It'd be all right. You know, take a little short.
Oh.
Can
we get 5?
Yeah.
They're only like, what, are 8 bucks a pop, I guess.
Yeah. So next time you go.
Yes. Oh. I don't think I bought too much this time around. I think you paid it all. Plus more.
Yeah, well, I think now we can finish this.
Yeah, this will look really nice. This will look sharp, and you know that it's off the ground.
This thing. Yeah.
And all the drainage, all the water will drain away.
I guess
away.
We staple those up. Is that what you want to use?
Yeah. Still got the same, you know, there's a spot under here, right? So. Staple it up here. I didn't want to go like this. It looked pretty awful. I like the look of the wood.
Yeah. Well.
I'll have to just,
staple it down low.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Staple it down low and make sure it's stable.
And then fold it back over. And you know what you could do to make it a little bit better is throw the rocks against it after you staple it.
Mm-hmm.
Spread these rocks out a little more.
I wonder how much it would be to bring in a
bunch of rocks.
I don't think we need a yard or anything, but.
Well, let's see where we're at. I mean, we can see if we've got that kind of attention to the nature and what we need.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the rock over on that side. I wonder if we could make it a little narrower.
Mm-hmm.
Over on the east side. The shale. Let's see, I wonder if we could make it.
All along here?
Yeah. Make it a little. When you get down further, you know, make it a little narrower and steal a bit from it. I think we could steal some out of here, too.
Yeah. I think this has not been harvested completely yet.
No, I think we could steal this stuff.
Maybe, maybe a fine rocks. Bad enough to have to buy some sort of crap. This train doesn't look like it's doing very good, eh? That'll be a hard thing to try to rebuild because it goes way down here. I'd be very happy to
get all the steel we got. Yeah, we that you must have piled it up, eh?
Yeah, I gathered it all.
Oh, yeah. Oh, what about the white stone? Where's the white stone?
Oh, it's in the shed.
In the shed.
Is it bagged in a bucket?
Yeah, well, you see, if we put white stone in here and there, then we don't need as much.
True. How much difference would it make?
You know, Yeah.
I think that would look nice. This isn't what an angle would. Well, we made that intentionally wider to put the rain barrels on. So we can't really go back from that. But
I meant out there on down. Okay. I just laid those in there just to see if it.
And it goes all the way to the end, eh?
Yeah, it goes all the way to the end. It's the old timber, eh?
Yeah.
The rotten ones we've already got rid of. So.
Yeah.
Some of these might not be 100%, but
oh, we got flowers already. Look at that.
I can tell that, like, I don't know. See, there's yellow.
Oh, yeah. These are sunflowers. You can tell.
Yeah, I could tell that just by the way the stuff is gone. I don't recognize anything. You know, so therefore, it must be, you know, they're all weeds. So
all those seeds have germinated. And
see, there's the little ones there, the white ones. Pink. White, yellow. Be a real.
I think
just
that's
like a hillside in the mountains or something.
Yeah. I think that's why we have so many birds coming up, because there's just more nature here.
Yeah,
because I don't think we've seen this number of birds flying around here.
Yeah.
In such a small little patch of land. Just been using this as a walkway.
Yeah, that's the. You know what I used to do? I used to come out this way.
Ah. Yeah.
Because otherwise we're trampling this part. And,
yeah.
You know, I know that it's seeded, eh? There's a white one right there.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah, that's all right.
These things have become so commonplace that you don't even know that they're here. Plastic bags.
Oh yeah. Well, I find them once in a while. That's a flower sometimes, yeah. Or something from some wild flower.
Mm-hmm.
I guess we probably should give them a shot of water. But, wish to hell it would rain, because it's better if it's
I bet you the deer trampled them too.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, likely. Well, go get the. Do you know where that round sprinkler is?
That one?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, we could definitely narrow this by a few inches.
Yeah, if we need to. What we need before we. I think Mark said, oh yeah, we got the same kind of rock. The same kind of rock that you have here. Oh, really? Okay. And then did you see someone? Pretty tiny stuff?
No, he did come by later on and said, no, we don't have anything that big. I just wanted to spread it across here on the red so it doesn't disturb the plants. But it's heavy to maneuver.
Yeah.
Is that all right with you? If I keep it under. Otherwise, I'll beat the crap out of the plant. It's not easy walking with red stuff.
It's just an ankle easy if you don't.
True. Well, I will put this on here.
Sure.
20 minutes?
I'd give it an hour or more.
It is a heavy hitter, so it's better than having something that's going to break.
Yeah.
It must have been an expensive hose.
It was on sale.
Oh.
That's 75. I got 75. Too. You got one too, didn't you? There's two of them.
Yeah. But not as long as this guy. Is that too much? Yeah, and then
move it down
later.
Yeah,
a little bit of overshot the runway, but
we haven't watered very much this year, so I'd give it an hour and a half. Maybe. If you do that, then the rain comes out tonight.
Yeah. Hour and a half. Okay. I like the idea of having all this. Weird plants and stuff. Well, they're not weird, they're pretty familiar to this area.
Yeah.
You get more birds coming, deer are happy, and I put the soaking hose on over there on these barrels, and I turned it on, and maybe it's plugged or something, I'm not sure. Do we have another soaker hose? No, another bib on the other side.
Oh yeah,
because what I'd like to do is hook the soaker hose up to it from the other end. I don't know if you can do that or not. And kind of load out the other way. Oh no, I guess you can just open up the end here because I think it's full of debris right now. So I thought just open it up and let it drain out a bit.
Yeah.
And then we can use the water from this.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Good sense.
In the meantime, I just have to blow all the debris out of it.
That's the water pressure.
But I think it's hard enough for me. going to work.
Double bed?
Oh, no, it's not. No, okay. Well, I got a plastic bag for this is what I was doing. Chopping up these little. I got my stash of firewood.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I just put a stash of cooking stove wood.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And then none of it is. You know, it's all natural stuff, it's not crap.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like particle board and stuff.
Yeah. And if they put that skin.
Yeah. So we'll have to. I was just sitting here cutting it all up. But. Might call me a little bit weird, but this is my view. It is. Unfortunately, it's all little pieces and you can't really use them very much. But my idea is, if I'm camping, I want to use something that came out of nature, you know, like a bunch of roots and stuff, and burn those instead of going to Safeway and buying a shrink-wrapped bunch of firewood.
Not bad,
for
no.
$12.
Yeah, which is ridiculous, eh?
Yeah. That's not what the whole idea of camping is all about. It's mind-boggling, but anyway, that's just my own opinion. So I've just been chopping these up in little pieces. And eventually,
yeah, they don't take up very much room anyway, eh? Yeah.
No. And they don't cut my fingers off, that's good.
And the more it won't take very long before I start clearing this garbage out.
Just throw the lid off of it. Put it back on.
Yeah, that's I think it's litter. Maybe litter was in that box, that container. Litter from, you know, cat sink, cat litter or something.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I found it.
Really?
Found it in the garbage. And
pet meat.
Hey, yes.
Really?
Yeah, it should hook in there, I think.
Why would somebody throw out a...
Oh, because they got lots of them, maybe. And then they'll be buying containers to, you know, to store stuff in.
Yes.
Throw that away and then buy containers, say.
Yeah.
Pay money for the container.
Yeah. I had your slippers and I don't know what I did with them. Ah.
It's over here.
Those are the...
Oh, those are cool. Yeah, these work pretty well.
Yeah, those are made for metal, and they don't really do the same thing. But
yeah, you know, when we're all done here, there's not going to be a hell of a lot of dirt and stuff left. I think we can just spread it.
I think so.
We might even just spread some around that front here, because it's all... down where we burnt. We got burnt a bit, I think, from the dry conditions and the hot sun. This stuff didn't come back very well.
Oh.
Well, over here, this kind
of... Well, I think that expecting too much to have green lush
lawn absolutely everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
It's
I
used to think that having a nice green lawn was really nice and nice, but now I just think it's an environmentally irresponsible thing to do.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I've thought that for about 25, 30 years.
Really?
Because I used to take, I get tired of trying to water. The grass is pretty poor there, 1405.
Yeah.
I take out the section with some gravel, shale or gravel or something in there, and then a few years later I take out more. I would have taken out more then. They're much longer.
Yeah.
You could never keep
them. Cedars, evergreens, whatever they were, fir?
Yeah.
Fir? Weren't very merciful to the grass.
So this is not going to work?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Will it work fine?
Well, should I hook it up to the hose or the water barrel, the grain barrels?
It's hooked up already. Next time we'll use the rain barrel.
All right. Do you want it on? Just a bit? That's maybe a quarter throttle. What is your idea?
Oh yeah, that's okay.
What is your idea of Mom's use of cannabis then? Did I open up my trap where it shouldn't be belong to be opened or what?
She's still pretty resistant. She's been weak for a long time now.
Several weeks, a couple months.
Time for the game. I don't know. But she gets weak pretty fast. Right?
Yes.
Of course, she always tries to do things that I told her not to do. Sit down on the floor and pick up.
Clearly
it's been there for days, but I don't know if that's yesterday's.
I'm thinking that if you're in the same spot day in and day out, the day would seem like 3-4 days.
Yeah.
I was there 3-4 days ago.
Well, no.
That was last night.
Well, you sweep the floor quite a bit, and I give the floor a bit of a sweep once in a while. So,
yeah.
There's probably not much stuff. Anyway, there's stuff.
Oh, yeah. That's life invariably happens. And the floors get dirty. But then again, when she was with the old man, he would walk in the house with rubber boots and cow shit and chicken shit attached to his boots and enough really give a shit.
Yeah.
And that was the lifestyle. And I look back and go, oh. Okay, so it built up our immunities, but we always had a cold. It wasn't healthy. It wasn't, didn't feel good, didn't look good. And so I understand why she wants the exact opposite, complete end, opposite end of the spectrum there is her mum. It was just, when I would visit her house as a kid, her apartment in Brandon, I'd see her going like, she'd go over, get a towel, wet it, and go like this to the floor, and I'm going, what are you doing, man? What, that's one spot? Are you serious? And I'm thinking, does it really have to be that clean? As a kid, you know.
Yeah.
So, complete opposite. Opposites. I don't know. I guess everybody's different. But, so
So I don't blame her for railing against that. Not at all. But happy meeting you this way. As I bend down and pick up the thing. These things apparently can burn in my little smoke recycling stove.
Oh yeah, they probably burn pretty hot.
Yes, I think so.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to that sort of I just want it to look really good. You know?
So it's pretty. So when that sets off, if you want, I don't know. I'd move it down and give her a shot down at the other end there. And,
sure.
And, you know, because I think those flowers, I think they're really doing well.
I think so. I think it was they really took to this. But you know, we raked up the soil really well, and took care in planting them. And they are supposed to be native to this area or not?
Yeah, I think so. We're getting rain.
Yeah. And if I don't want my firewood to get wet, I guess leave it all.
You got it. Heat?
No, but luckily the door ain't open. Sorry, it's locked.
Oh, yeah, that was me.
Oh, thank you.
I think I was last in there.
Great. Okay. Oh, that's heavy. Is it?
Yeah.
It is heavy.
Yeah, it's pretty heavy.
I didn't know that there'd be this much, actually. I thought you'd fill this up. So, twice as full.
That's our cue to pack in.
I guess you're right. Love.
I'll leave this water on you.
Then yeah. Fuck.
Give it an hour and then I'd move it. Unless it's if it's rain coming down pretty good and if it's raining pretty good then
me too. Yeah. Well that'll shut off by itself, but at this point so I'd better set it down here.
Yeah.
And this, does it matter if it gets